Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In today's show, Bitcoin loses $20,000 as Cardano soars 6%. According Bitcoin consensus, Bitcoin can either drop to Fibonacci level 19,100 or bounce from the support up to the resistance of $20,500. And as crypto analyst Mikhail Mende Pop shares here, drop beneath the low at 19,500 and take the liquidity. To me, it seems more apparent that a breakout to the upside happens rather than to the downside. Yeah, a sweep is likely, but the ROI is better for longing than shorting. Most of the altcoins had the exact same view. Now check this out. The top 100 richest Bitcoin addresses hold a total of 2.9 million BTC worth $59.1 billion. Also in today's show, here's what's coming next for Cardano after the big Vassal upgrade. According to creator Charles Hoskinson, who updated us here and says the release date is September 22nd, which is right around the corner. Quoting him here, it's becoming more clear that the distance between us and everyone else is growing. We built Cardano to be the financial operating system of the world. We built it to bank the unbanked. We built it as a community to give economic identity to those who don't have it so we can have one global fair marketplace. It's a crazy mission and it feels vast in scope, but with Vasil coming in September 22nd, it feels that much more achievable. Also in today's show, top analyst who called the crypto collapse says rally is imminent for Bitcoin, Ethereum, and Cardano. Quoting Crypto Capo, main bearish, timeline broken, bullish confirmation for the short squeeze will be a break of the 20,700 to 20,800 resistance. After this, we should see $22,500 to $23,000. Also in today's show, here's what tends to happen in crypto markets in the month of September, according to top analyst Benjamin Cohen. September historically is not a good month for crypto. Now, does that mean definitively that we have to have a red month? No, it does not. And the reason is just because something plays out usually doesn't mean it has to play out every single time. Also in today's show, Vitalik Buterin makes Bitcoin prediction for the year 2042. It says one big issue awaits BTC. In a new interview with economist Noah Smith, Buterin says that in the medium term, he thinks crypto assets will become about as volatile as gold or the stock market, moving away from the big bubble and crash phases of the past. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. Happy Sunday. This is podcast episode number 1037. Now, it appears that the bears are slowly taking control over the market in the short term as the primary crypto trades below $20,000 and the majority of the other altcoins look indecisive at best. And of course, there are certain expectations. Bitcoin losing 20,000 is one significant level of importance. Apart from being a psychological mark, it also contains technical and fundamental support, being the high of the 2017 to 2018 bull market. How many of you were around back then in December of 2017 when we hit that $20,000 all-time high? Now, 5 years later, deja vu, right?
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Now, with that being said, Bitcoin has been flirting with $20,000 for a few days now, and it appears that the bulls may have finally given up. At the time of this recording, we're still flirting with that critical $20,000 resistance. Now, the volatility has also disappeared from the market over the past couple of days, resulting in a lot fewer liquidations and overall trading volume. In fact, for the past 24 hours, there are only about $6 million in liquidated positions for the king crypto, BTC. Meanwhile, Cardano soars 6%, even though most of the market is painted in green today. The increases are actually quite insignificant, as seen in this heat map. Right here, Cardano is undoubtedly the best performer amongst the top alts, whereas cryptos like ETH, Polkadot, BNB, and XRP are all up less than 1%, and DeFi chain seems to now be the coin that gained the most in the past day, up by a whopping 11.5%, followed by GMX and Cardano, and on the other end of the spectrum, we have Helium's HNT, which is down 8.3%, followed by LEO, down 4.5%, and quoting Bitcoin consensus, Bitcoin can either drop to Fibonacci level, 19,100, or bounce from the support up to the resistance of 20,500. And here you can see the 4-hour Bitcoin candle chart. And quoting crypto analyst Mikhail Vendepop, drop beneath the low at 19,500 and take the liquidity. To me, it seems more apparent that a breakout to the upside happens rather than to the downside. Yeah, a sweep is likely, but the ROI is better for longing than shorting. Most of the altcoins have the same exact view. And quoting the world's biggest podcaster, Joe Rogan, I got some Bitcoin. You damn right. Why wouldn't you? And quoting Stacey Herbert, El Salvador has one of the very best Bitcoin conferences in the world, and it's happening this November. You won't want to miss it. Don't say. I didn't tell you how many of you are going to be attending this conference in El Salvador. Let me know in the comments below. And as shared here, the top 100 richest Bitcoin addresses hold a total of 2.9 million BTC worth $59.1 billion. And before I break down next way of the day, here's what's coming for Cardano after the big Vasil upgrade, according to creator Charles Hoskinson. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. Everything is back in the green and pumping, which I love to see. We got Bitcoin barely back in the green, trading at 19,850. We have Ethereum up 0.75%, trading just under $1,600, while Binance Coin, Solana, Polkadot, Avalanche, and XRP are all pumping, while Cardano is leading the charge, up almost 7% for the day, trading back above 50 cents. But all right, now let's break down our next way of the day. Speaking of Cardano, Cardano creator Charles Hoskinson is revealing what's next for the Ethereum Rivals blockchain after the highly anticipated Vasil upgrade. That's right, in a new video update, Hoskinson confirms the release date of this hard fork, an upgrade that aims to increase the scalability of Cardano, which he released here. I'll include this video in the show notes below the video in the description. Now for the highlights, quoting him here, this is one of the long ones, probably the hardest update we have ever had to do as an ecosystem. We have all done our jobs, right? We are going to wake up on September 22nd, and it will be just another day. That's the magic and power of the Cardano ecosystem. So that's the date to keep your eyes out on, September 22nd, for this new hard fork.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Once the big Vasil update is up and running, Hoskinson says Cardano will continue evolving. Quoting him again here, moving forward, there's going to be a big retrospective on how we do things better. There's also going to be a deep conversation about the overall architecture of Cardano as it is and how we take it to that next level to make it more useful, portable, scalable, and better for everybody. A lot of Cardano improvement proposals are coming. Some are related to Volitare and governance. Some are related to Basho and scalability. And there's a lot of cleanup that needs to be done as we hand it over from one steward role to a member-based organization and then participate with you guys in that capacity. So that's what 2023 is really about. Now, the creator of the smart contract platform also says that the Vasil upgrade brings Cardano closer to its ultimate goals. As he shares here, it is becoming more clear that the distance between us and everyone else is growing. We built Cardano to be the financial operating system of the world. We built it to bank the unbanked. We built it as a community to give economic identity to those who don't don't have it, so we can have one global fair marketplace. It's a crazy mission, and it feels vast in scope, but with Vasil coming on September 22nd, it feels much more achievable. So there you have it. How many of you are currently bullish on Cardano ADA, as well as their hard fork coming up? Let me know in the comments right down below. And don't forget to check out this video with Charles Hoskinson discussing this big update. And before I break down next way of the day, top analyst who called the crypto collapse says rallies are imminent for Bitcoin, Ethereum, and Cardano. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just under that $1 trillion milestone with about $44 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. And the Bitcoin dominance is still on the decline, now at 38.8%, the lowest it's been literally in 4 years, with the Ether dominance at 19.5%. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers in the past 24 hours, we have Cardano leading the pack, up 7%, trading above 50 cents, followed by Shiba Inu, up 5%, trading at virtually nothing, and Decentraland, up 4%, trading just above 80 cents. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers for the past week, we see Luna Classic leading the pack, up 97.1%. We got Lido DAO, up 23.3%, and DFI, up 28.6%. And checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we are currently rated a 20 in extreme fear. Yesterday a 21, last week a 28, and last month a 31 in fear. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign. Investors are too worried. That could be a great buying opportunity, aka BTFD, buy that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. A top crypto strategist who nailed this year's meltdown in the digital asset markets says rallies are in sight for Bitcoin, Ethereum, and Cardano. This anonymous analyst, Crypto Capo, tells his 500,000 Twitter followers that Bitcoin looks primed for a breakout rally now that the king crypto has taken out a diagonal resistance on the lower time frame. Quoting him here on crypto Twitter, Bitcoin low time frame, main bearish timeline broken, bullish confirmation for the short squeeze would be a break of the 20,700 to 20,800 resistance. After this, we can see $22,500 to $23,000 in validation for the short squeeze idea, break 19,500, and main confirmation would be a clean break of $19,000. And next up is Ethereum, which Capo says is currently presenting a good opportunity for short-term traders. Quoting him here, long ETH, good risk reward, $1,800 target. So looking at Capo's chart, he expects Ethereum to sharply correct to around $1,300 after hitting his target. And the crypto strategist is also keeping an eye on fellow smart contract protocol, Cardano. According to Capo, ADA has broken out of its diagonal resistance. Now it appears to be en route to hit his target of 52 cents, which he shares here, playing out nicely. Stop loss move to break even. So there you have it. And although Capo is near-term bullish on Cardano, his chart shows that he expects ADA to witness a deep retracement to around 30 cents after his target price is met. And as I shared in yesterday's episode, I shared a prediction that the altcoins can crash as much as 80% during this bear market. So be prepared. And before I break down next story of the day, here's what tends to happen to crypto markets in the month of September, according to top crypto analysts, as well as Vitalik Buterin makes Bitcoin prediction for the year 2042. It says one big issue awaits BTC. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 1300 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. And if you like receiving daily premium crypto news alerts every single day, including weekends, just like this, don't forget to make sure you subscribe to the channel, Will Smith, that like button, and drop us a comment right down below. It helps out tremendously with the YouTube algorithm. And of course, you can follow me all across all the major podcasts and platforms, from Spotify, home of the Joe Rogan Experience, to Apple's iTunes and Google Play. We're currently receiving 500,000 downloads per month. So I want to say I greatly appreciate your continued support. And of course, you can follow me all across crypto, Twitter, Facebook, Telegram, Instagram, and TikTok. So wherever you're at, be sure to plug in and follow me there. But all right, now let's break down our next way of the day. A widely followed crypto analyst is looking at the performance of the crypto markets in the last 12 years to determine how digital assets will likely fare for this month. In a new video update, popular crypto trader Benjamin Cohen tells his 766,000 YouTube subs that 9 out of the last dozen Septembers have seen Bitcoin finish in the red. Quoting him here, if we go back and look at all the prior Septembers, just going back to 2010, you can see, in fact, all but 3 of them have been red. And the only ones that were green gave about 2.5% move to the upside. 6% and 15% move to the upside. And as for Ethereum, Cohen says the historical data also reveals a similar pattern for the leading smart contract platform. Quoting him here, we could also look at other things like Ethereum and wonder if that is given the same type of results. And on average, it is right. On average, you see a negative 12% move by ETH in September. It doesn't mean that all Septembers are red. There are a couple that are green, but historically, on average, you would expect it to be red. For instance, this September is green. It doesn't necessarily negate the idea that September tends to be a bloody month for crypto. It just could be that you will sometimes see deviations outside whatever the norm is, which makes perfect sense. And looking at the performance of crypto's total market cap, Cohen goes on to further demonstrate the historical September woes of the asset class using data from previous years. Quoting him here, you can see that on average from 2010, the only month that is in the red is September. The last time September was green for the total asset class was all the way back in 2016 and 2015, but we have had 5 years in a row where September was not that great of a month. And if you take this back to say 2017, the average return in September is about 7.5% to the downside. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the crypto analysts. And while crypto in general has mostly been bearish during September, Cohen notes that it is still possible for the digital asset market to finish green this month. As he shares here, September historically is not a good month for crypto. Now, does that mean definitively that we have to have a red month? No, it does not. And the reason is just because something plays out usually doesn't mean it has to play out every single time. And he makes a great point. And to watch this video he did entitled Wake Me Up When September Ends, check the show notes below the video in the description. But all right, now let's break down our final story of the day. Ethereum creator Vitalik Buterin has an idea for what the state of Bitcoin will look like 20 years from now. Is he a prophet? Let's discuss it. In a new interview with economist Noah Smith, Buterin says that in the medium term, he thinks crypto assets will become about as volatile as gold or the stock market, moving away from the big bubble and crash phases of the past. The crypto visionary also says that even though crypto could satisfy a few narratives in the next two decades, mainstream adoption is going to be the biggest factor in determining the fate of digital assets. Quoting him here, if in 2040, cryptocurrency has made its way robustly into a few niches, it replaces gold store value component. It becomes a sort of Linux of finance, an always available alternative financial layer that ends up being the back end of really important stuff, but doesn't quite take over from the mainstream. Then the chance that it is going to either disappear or take over the world completely in 2042 is going to be much smaller, and individual events are going to have much less of a bearing on that possibility. And looking forward, Buterin says that he has concerns about the future security of Bitcoin, with block rewards gradually declining to zero over time. The Ethereum founder says that the mining ecosystem can lose the incentive to keep the network secure. Quoting him here, a consensus system that needlessly costs huge amounts of electricity is not just bad for the environment. It also requires issuing hundreds of thousands of BTC or ETH every year. Eventually, of course, the issuance will decrease to near zero, at which point that will stop being an issue. But then Bitcoin will start to deal with another issue, how to make sure that it stays secure. And Buterin says there may come a time where Bitcoin could be forced to switch to at least a hybrid proof of stake consensus mechanism to overcome the security flaws of its mining ecosystem. Quoting him here, in the case of Bitcoin, I am worried for two reasons. First, in the long term, Bitcoin security is going to come entirely from fees, and Bitcoin is just not succeeding at getting the level of fee revenue required to secure what could be a multi-trillion dollar system. Bitcoin fees are about $300,000 per day and haven't really grown that much over the last 5 years. And second, proof of work provides much less security per dollar spent on transaction fees than proof of stake. And Bitcoin migrating away from proof of work seems to be politically infeasible. What would a future look like where there's $5 trillion of Bitcoin, but it only takes $5 billion to attack the chain? Of course, if Bitcoin actually gets attacked, I do expect that the political will switch to at least a hybrid proof of stake that will quickly appear, but I expect that to be a painful transition. So there you have it. What are your thoughts surrounding Vitalik's prediction of Bitcoin for the next 20 years? Let me know in the comments right down below. And now for a quick recap of what I covered with you here in today's show. Bitcoin loses 20,000 as Cardano soars 6%. We also discussed what's coming next for Cardano after their big Vasil upgrade. According to creator Charles Hoskinson, as well as top analyst who called the crypto collapse, says rallies are imminent for Bitcoin, Ethereum, and Cardano. And we also discussed what tends to happen to crypto markets in the month of September, according to top crypto analyst. And we also discussed Vitalik Buterin making a big Bitcoin prediction for the year 2042. It says one big issue awaits the king crypto. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode. Marinos wrote, I would love a $500,000 Bitcoin by 2024, but we'd probably be closer to $150,000. Too much turmoil in the world right now. Hopefully peace comes soon in the world and starts preserving the only habitable planet for human life known for now. Not a pessimist, but rather fall short than long. Thanks, man, again for your great work as always. Peace. I appreciate your continued support, Marinos. One love. And our next featured comment comes from John Benisi, who wrote, a nascent Bitcoin in 2009 saw a planet of hundreds of nations and billions of people. A mature Bitcoin will see a planet of billions of nations. Each person will be an autonomous nation. Your site is a very good aggregator of the daily crypto news. Thanks for your efforts. You're very welcome, fam. HODL. And our third and final featured comment comes from Pezza. Please, somebody, make a t-shirt. I lost my Bitcoin in a boating accident. Tax that. Quoting Michael Saylor. Classic. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop a comment right down below. And if you're not already subscribed to the channel, be sure to do so right now. Hit that bell. Turn on all notifications. Will Smith, that like button and drop a comment below. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode. Peace.